once again I would like to come out something about the possession of the Spanish government and the European countries, about continental countries, about the, well, also Great Britain and the United Kingdom, about the war in Crimea. Now, a famous, quite renowned journal in Spain called El País, the country, today opens with headline, which is Ucrania begs their allies, the word is important, allies, to send now 34 combat planes. Now, are we the allies of Ukraine? I mean, Ukraine is at war, we know that, with Russia. But are we allies to Ukraine? We are sending weapons, we are sending bombs, we are sending missiles. But are we allies? Which is a word which has a lot of sense in what has to do with what is important from a legal point of view. We're not allies. We are helping them, but we're not allies. We're not obliged to defend them. We're not obliged to send fighter planes. So it is important to know and to realize that we seriously have to ask ourselves whether we have declared war to Russia or not. Besides, whether we ask ourselves that question or not, really Russia has asked it to Germany. Now the Kremlin wants Germany to tell them whether they have declared war or not. And that is quite important. Because what they mean is that they perhaps would be incurring in a responsibility that could also lead them to war. Now, the Kremlin has not asked this declaration to the European Union, nor to the NATO, but to Germany, which is quite accurate, because it is Germany who is the problem for them. It has always been, and it is actually the problem, because it's them who are, you know, Poland is not really a problem for them, or that's what they think. I mean, they can, or they suppose they can, invade all the countries there. But now, asking Germany this question is asking the NATO this question, whether they like it or not. But on the other hand, sending heavy weapons and missiles and replacements is really, if not a war, a declaration of war, it is really a very intensive form of aggression. And the question, the Russian question, whether they have declared the war or not, is the most logical question I've heard in lots of time, in a long time. Because if you are sending heavy weapons, and you're sending combat planes, and you're fighter planes, and you're sending bombs, and you're sending tanks, are you really neutral? Are you making war with me? Okay, you're not sending soldiers, you're not sending personnel, but you're training the personnel for Crimea, so what are you doing? Are we really alive? Because I think we're beginning to be really alive. But we are playing, in Spain we say, jugando con fuego. We are playing with fire. It's quite visual, you know? It's something you can understand easily. Everybody can understand easily. It's playing with fire. Now, are we playing with fire? And we really, is this a war? I mean, we may be on the Ukrainian side and may state that this has been an international aggression, but how about Syria? How about Ethiopia? How about all the other countries throughout the world that we have not helped?